Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, up about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, folks, to the Ray Program, beginning yet another hour of Money Power just for y'all. Welcome. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number to call. If you'd like to get on board, you got a pressing money-type question and are too lazy to email me at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Of course, you click on the Ask Ray button, or as I said, you can call 844-729-7469. A big howdy to Bobby Wu. How you doing, Bobber?
And also, people can check us out on that BizTalk Radio app. It's been a while since we told people about the app.
Yeah, a lot of people have downloaded that app. It's all free, by the way. You get podcasts. You get the whole nine yards and listen to BizTalk all the time. When you're not in your car, listening to your local station on the radio. That's BizTalk
Radio app. There it is on the TV screen.
So you just go to your little app store and search BizTalk Radio app.
All free.
Okay, I got a couple things to talk about before we bring Steve on. Steve Allador will be joining us. We're talking about mortgages. And by the way, congratulations to Steve. He was named, once again, one of the top 1% mortgage originators in America. So we'll give him his due.
He's a 1%er, huh?
He is part of the 1%er, yeah. Different types of lending sources. And I want to talk about how you can qualify for a loan using your retirement funds. A very interesting discussion we will have with Steve Allador. But we start today with the bull market, which is now over 7 years old. Sit back, folks. Relax. We got the Ray Revolution starting today. Me and the Donald were revolting. It's been an interesting political season, has it not?
Yes, and it's only going to get worse.
Makes you want to go out and punch somebody.
Take a shower.
The ongoing bull market, as I just mentioned, reached 7 years in length as of March 9th. 7 years, and over that seven-year period, the index has gained 241.2%. Bobby, what is that on a compounded basis annually?
Well, I would guess probably carry the 9%.
19.2% compounded per year. Now, you might recall a week or so ago, maybe it was two, I can't remember. But I talked about how markets move in different cycles. And they usually move in how many year cycles?
15-year.
15-year cycles. And this, by the way, is historic. Goes back over 100 years when the researchers have gone back and looked at this. And it had a little bit, if not a lot, to do with valuations at the time. Well, after a bear market, the valuations are quite low. And that portends the next 15 years to be relatively good in terms of their compounded growth. And there is some wiggle room, by the way, in these numbers. But we've used up 7 of those 15 years. Now, there's two ways to look at this. See, I was in a quandary myself, and I was thinking about this topic today, because when I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I said, well, the stock market CAPE ratio is trading today at about 26. Historically, it's been 16, so it's overvalued. That portends lower returns going forward for the next 15 years. Now, I didn't go back and look at what the CAPE was 7 years ago, but it clearly wasn't 26. It had to be lower than that. What's interesting about the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, as opposed to the one everybody else quotes, which is just the normal PE, is the CAPE averages 10 years worth of return. So it smooths out a lot of the volatility. So it's more predictive of longer-term returns. So one could make an argument both ways right now, couldn't they? The bulls would say, well, it looks to me like we're only 7 years deep into this massive bull market, which could last another 8. That may be true, but you would have to go back to 7 years ago and look at what the cyclically adjusted PE ratios were then. Look it up on Google and Google it and find that out. I didn't have time and didn't even think about it, to be honest with you, but because that's not my point. My point is we've had 7 years of 19% returns. Historically, the stock market for the last 100 years has averaged about 10%. So for the last 7 years, we have doubled, almost doubled, what the historical average has been. One can only conclude that it's not going to be 19% for the next 7 or 8 years. That just wouldn't be realistic. Now, we have had periods of time where it's happened, but I would suggest that the average person would be very foolish to factor that into their retirement plan assumptions, et cetera, et cetera. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with the next fact, which is since World War II, which ended when, Bobby?
That would be September 2nd, 1945.
Very good. It's amazing how I ask him these questions during the TV segment, and he doesn't have a clue. But then when I ask him the same question when the radio listeners are on, he's got it down to the day. Not bad. In either event, there have been 11 bear markets since the end of World War II. Bobby, what is a bear market?
20% down.
Exactly. So 11 tumbles of at least 20% from a previous closing high. Now, according to By the Numbers, the average length of time from the high close to the low close during the bear market has been 16 months. So that is a miserable 16-month period. During that time, investors eventually capitulate and give up all hope and yank all their money out of the market, expecting it to go to zero. And it's at that very moment the market begins to snap back. So I want you to remember this. If we were to enter a bear market tomorrow, you will have the next 16 months on average that you'll have to deal with market volatility and declining prices. That's the way it's been on average for the 11 bear markets since September 2nd of 1945, so says Bobby Wu. Each of those 11 bears has been followed, obviously, by 11 bulls, where the Standard & Poor's 500 eventually closed at a new closing high. Now, this is important for investors, especially those that are less experienced investors, to understand. The market has gone down a lot. And as I said, 11 times, it's lost more than, or 20% or more from its high. But every single time it was followed by a bull market that closed at a new all-time high. So what are you worried about? Why should you be worried? Now, this may be the most important statistic of all. The average length of time from the low close to the new closing high has been 24 months. Thus, on average, it has taken the Standard & Poor's 500 40 months, or 3.3 years, after a bear market begins for the index to climb back and surpass its previous closing high. This according to BTN Research. All right, so we talk about time horizon all the time. And what this says is you should have a 3.3 year minimum time horizon as an accumulator. That's you, Bobby. I'm a decumulator. Mm-hmm. I'm at decumulation retirement age. You're at accumulation retirement age. So anytime you make an investment, you have to say, I will not sell that investment for a minimum of 40 months or 3.3 years. And even then, it's not likely that I'm going to sell at any kind of a positive return.
Got it.
Because that's how long it's taken to get back basically to even or to surpass the break-even point.
Sounds good.
Time horizon is everything in investing. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm joined by Steve Allendorf. He's our loan financial planner at loanfinancialplanner.com. Good guy. So I've got this press release. By the way, hi, Steve.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. I got this press release in. It says this. You have to explain it to me. Skyline Home Loans recognizes 20 of its loan officers ranked as top loan originators in the U.S. Am I to understand that you, Mr. Steve Allendorf, once again, I should say, have been named in the top 1% of all mortgage originators nationwide?
Well, you know, I'm a shy kind of a guy, but I've been able to sustain and develop a really strong client base based on what we've talked about over the years, as far as generating the trust and knowing that I'm going to offer them not just service, but understanding of mortgage loans probably way more in depth than most loan officers out there.
I see you're at the very, very top of this list, so that must mean you're really, really rich.
I wish I was.
Now, seriously, I've got several things that I want to talk with you about. And I know you've got some prepared remarks, but since I'm going to give you two segments today, I'm going to start with what I want to discuss. How's that?
The ball is in your court.
It is.
My friend, go ahead
and
tether it to me.
Right answer.
Okay, good.
Listen, this is something that comes up a lot. People trying to qualify for a home. Now, the other day, I did a whole segment with Bobby on how, you know, he could borrow from his 401k, get a down payment, and pay it back over so many years. And then I talked about 72T elections and all that stuff. But what I didn't discuss is qualifying for a loan. There are individuals that either want to buy their retirement home and either rent it out some or move into it someday, use it as a rental until then, or they want to upgrade. Maybe they're in their mid-40s or early 50s, and they want to have the dream home until they move, downsize into a retirement home, but they just can't get qualified because they don't make enough money. They've worked with their financial planner. They got their retirement all squared away. They know they're going to be okay. They just want to buy a nicer home.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's not that they don't make enough money. They're not showing enough money in order to qualify. So over the years, I work with a lot of people that are either retired, getting ready to retire. They have a number of streams of income. And let's say they've put away money in both directed and non-directed accounts. And if they're going to go ahead and start taking money from an account, it makes sense to take money from an account that they've already paid taxes on. So they may have $200,000, $300,000 in their retirement. They're waiting down the line until they need it in order to activate it, and they're pulling their money from their non-directed account.
A post-tax account.
A post-tax
brokerage
account.
Brokerage, whatever account.
Correct. So let's say they're pulling out $5,000 or $6,000. They're comfortable. I can't use that $5,000 or $6,000 of income because it's not taxable income.
Hang on. Let me just repeat that because this is so cool, folks. This is so cool. So what Steve is saying is you got $300,000 in a post-tax brokerage account, and you're pulling out a grand a month or five or 10 grand a year to help supplement your income, or you need an extra $1,000 a month to qualify for the loan. You say, well, I'm just going to take $1,000 a month out of my 300 grand. Heck, I can do that for the next umpteen years. But Steve can't use that with the lenders to qualify you.
Correct. The only thing that I'm able to use, because you are pulling it out of an account that you've already paid taxes on, you're going to have interest or dividend income that you'll generate from that investment that will show up on your tax returns. Exactly. And that's the only income that I can use. So I've run into a number of scenarios where I have borrowers that are really comfortable, they're well off, but because they're not pulling money from a retirement account, I can't use the income. So what we can do is we can take a look and say, all right, what we need to qualify is to set up a withdrawal from your retirement. With Fannie and Freddie, I just have to have a letter from the financial planner or the advisor stating that we're going to pull X amount per month.
You have to prove that they pulled it?
Now, if a borrower decides after we're done that maybe they're not going to pull it, we're not going to go back to them and say you've got to prove after we've closed your loan.
They have to prove before.
Well, we have to provide a letter or a document stating that they are going to pull.
Well, you cannot lie. You know that. You can't lie to a lender, so you better pull at least a few months, right?
As far as qualifying, it would make sense to do that, correct. As far as what I'm required to do is to provide a letter that they're going to go ahead and do it.
So the borrower would be considered lying or being dishonest?
Well, that's if they don't.
Didn't do it.
If they don't, but I would say...
Well, I'm just saying to all borrowers out there, go ahead and pull the money. At least I think you need to do 90 days.
No. Again, for qualifying for a mortgage loan, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I just need the letter. It makes sense to go ahead and pull it for a month or two. And if you decide you don't need it, then you can, in a sense, return that money and not be taxed on it. If we're doing a jumbo loan, then the lenders are going to require us being able to show at least two draws from that retirement account.
Okay, got it. All right, so I mean, that's pretty cool. So let's go back to what I was talking to Bobby about and others. I was talking about using an IRA under code section 72T. Remember that the other day when we talked about that? How you can turn your IRA into an income account. Now, there is a complication on that. Once you start it before age 59 and a half, you must continue drawing for a minimum of 5 years or until you're 59 and a half, whichever is longer. But I'll come back and explain why that's not going to be a problem for somebody that's moving on up to the east side and buying a bigger house.
Yeah. Now, another thing that's important, in order for us to be able to use that retirement income, so if you're of retirement age, I'm able to take 70% of the value of what you have in that specific account. And based on the income we need to qualify, we need to show that there's at least a 36-month payment stream in order to use that money.
So if you had $300,000 in your IRA, 70% of that is $210,000. So whatever $210,000 is divided by 36 months is what you could use to qualify.
As long as we can show that there's a 36-month payment stream from the account that we're going to be drawing from. And it's the same if you already have a retirement account and you're drawing money from that account. We need to show that there's 36 months of payments remaining at approximately 70% of the value of the account.
Now, I don't want you to go out and rob your retirement plans to buy a house. What I do want you to do is talk to a loan financial planner about how you may be able to afford the house and still retire. And that's what this fellow here does.
Because again, what we're talking about is only setting it up to qualify, not that you actually need to pull that money out to use it to buy the home. So you can put it away, reinvest it.
Even if you did pull the money out, when we come back, I'm going to explain the tax implications of a 72T and why it wouldn't bother me in the least if you decided to do this. I've actually, as you well know, Steve, advised people over the years to do it. So I'll cover the tax stuff, and then I'll also get to this laundry list of things you wanted to talk about.
Okay,
Steve Allador, loanfinancialplanner.com is number 888-563-1070. If you didn't think you could afford that house? You may be able to, but you need to talk with Steve, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. More with Steve when we come back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus wood look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are talking with our loan financial planner, Steve Allidort, as we do every week. And it's one of the most important segments I think we do on this program because it helps people really do what they want to do. Pay off a bunch of credit card debt, pay off their car payments, consolidate by doing a refinance and converting 13% interest into 3.75% interest perhaps. Buy a first-time home, help your kids buy a first-time home or grandkids for that matter. Buy your dream home, a retirement home, buy an investment property. It all comes down to financing. And you've heard the term creative financing. One of the things that we've discussed recently is using your IRA even before you're age 59 and a half to get money out on an incremental basis to help you afford more home. And I did a quick calculation, Steve, during the break. If a person had like $300,000 in an IRA under code section 72T, depending on their age, they could probably yank about $1,000 a month out of their IRA. And in most instances, the IRA will still continue to grow. The growth will be somewhat stunted, obviously, because you're taking a grand a month out. But that buys you an extra $200,000, $215,000, $220,000 home. So if you were shopping for a $500,000 house, but you said, I really, really would like the $720,000 house, but I can't really make the numbers work, whether either from a qualification perspective or from just a financial perspective, you go to your IRA. As long as you met with Steve and you did your retirement calculations and you weren't going to rob from the future, you pull that money out. Now, what I said before the break is, well, there are tax considerations. Somebody can say, I don't want to do that because even though I don't have to pay penalties, I still have to pay taxes. Well, I got news for you. Yes, it's taxable in one pocket, but you get to write off the mortgage interest on the other side of
Absolutely.
The pocket. Absolutely. So it's about a wash, isn't it?
And a lot of it, too, is if it makes the difference between you either being able to afford more home or let's say you were looking for a $500,000 home, comfortable, but you're not showing enough income to qualify, then going ahead and doing that particular program, giving you that extra income and the ability to get in a home that you can be comfortable with and retire in. So you get a little bit less return because you've pulled the money out, but you have the comfort of being in the home that you want to be in. And that's a real important balance to understand is sometimes you can sacrifice a little return for that comfort of being in that place or in that space that makes you happy.
It's a fantastic way to go, and that's why you need a loan financial planner. Now, Steve, as I understand it, there are like three different types of mortgage lenders. Can you go through that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always most important to find a loan professional, but you also want to find out if you're working with somebody kind of what their sources are. So you've got brokers, you've got going directly to the bank, and you have correspondent or what some people will call direct lenders. Brokers are what a lot of us used to be years and years ago. So basically we take in a loan, we find a mortgage company that has a good rate. Then what a broker does is they'll process your loan, they'll put it together, but they're required to order the appraisal through the company that they've picked to fund your loan. They have to send the loan into underwriting to that company who they've chosen to done your loan to
yeah,
do your loan.
Hiccup after hiccup. Basically,
they lose a lot of control.
Sure.
Because if that lender's backed up, if something goes wrong where you get an underwriter that you don't have a relationship with or might see things a little bit different, there's a lot more unknowns in doing a loan as a broker. Now, I know a couple of really good brokers, and they've got their system down. But it's a little bit more of a roll of the dice, and especially in the real estate market in San Diego right now, where you're getting multiple offers on properties, whether they're at $400,000 or $700,000. And a lot of buyers are able to get deals now if they can close within 21 days or 30 days. And if you're going to a broker, sometimes there's that unknown where you might not be able to meet that obligation. So that's one area, one source. Then you have direct banks. You go to Chase or Wells Fargo or a U.S. bank. A lot of times say that's comfortable because they've contacted me or they already own my mortgage. The disadvantages are is that you are, in a sense, only available to their particular programs. So, I mean, if you're looking for a cookie-cutter 30-year loan, everybody has that product. But if there are ratio issues, credit issues, if you're looking for a 7-year or an interest-only loan, you may find that if you go directly to a bank, they may not have those products for you. Just as important is most, again, not all, but most people that are working at banks are not what I would call a true loan professional. They're somebody that they're an order taker. They're going to take your info in. They're going to give it to their processor. And you may find out 30 days after providing all your information that you don't qualify. And on top of it, I was talking about brokers where you have that unknown as far as closing time. Banks now are notorious for not being able to get loans done within 30 to 45 days. Again, not all, but some, and I hear a lot of those horror stories. Then the last source, which to me is the one that makes the most sense, is a correspondent or a direct lender, which Skyline Home Loans is, where we're set up where we process your loan, we order the appraisal through our own appraisal department, we underwrite the loan, draw docs, and fund all in our office. So the loan never leaves the office where we're at. If I've got something going on in a loan where it's not fitting all the boxes, all I have to do is walk downstairs to the underwriter or to our operations manager and say, here's what I have. Can we use this? Or if I get A, B, and C, are we good? And I get the thumbs up. I know from the very beginning that as long as my borrower supplies A, B, and C, I'm going to close the loan. And if I get a phone call from that borrower or one of my realtors saying, hey, can we make this happen in 21 days? As long as I get the borrower and the real estate agents getting me the documentation I need in a timely manner, I think I closed the loan about a month and a half ago, even with all the new trade guidelines and extra delays, in 16 days. So it makes the process quicker, easier, smoother, and it puts you more in control in that you don't have to worry about people looking at your loan that are not part of the original team that you sent your loan to.
Steve Allidore, he is the man when it comes to mortgages. He's the loan financial planner, loanfinancialplanner.com. Just send him a little email there. You know, go to his website, check him out. You can see his mug there. Top one percenter, that's what we just learned. And again, a congratulatory note to you, my friend. 888-563-1070. That's 888-563-1070. Or as I said, loanfinancialplanner.com. All right, let's talk about rates real quick. Where are the 30-year
conforming? Yeah, we're seeing kind of a little pressure up in rates.
Hasn't been that much, though, has it?
No, it's not a lot. It's just we haven't gotten some really good drops. So 30-year fixed rates are going to be 3.7, 3.8 to a little bit over 4, depending upon purchase rate and term, cash out, and credit score. 7-year loans, probably 3.3, 3.5, 3.6. 15-year loans, still right around the 3% range.
You don't like 15-year loans.
Not for California. Not with borrowers that have mortgages that are $300,000, $350,000, $400,000. The payment difference between a 30-year and a 15-year can be $700, $800, $900 a month. You may have that income flow right now, but what happens if you lose an income stream in the household? What happens if you get sick? I'd much prefer my clients doing a 30-year loan. We take a higher rate, but we pay the loan as if we did a 15-year loan. It may take you an extra year to pay it off, but it gives you that safety net in case something happens down the line, or in case your plans change. I probably, in the last 2 years, I've had 5 borrowers who wanted to do the 15-year loan and then called me up and said, you know what, Steve, I think we want to go back to the 30. So I think a borrower is in a much better driver's seat. Now, if you've got a loan at $100,000 or $150,000, there may only be a $200 difference. I'm a lot more comfortable going with a 15-year.
How about my favorite loan? An interest-only loan where, now you got to be a disciplined borrower to do this, okay? So don't be yelling at me. An interest-only loan, and you decide how much principal you want to pay.
Absolutely, and that's why it's even more important to talk to a loan professional, because if I'm going over an interest-only loan with a borrower, I'm getting their full scenario, and then I'm showing them how they can potentially pay for it down the road, paying extra principal either monthly or saving up for a big chunk and putting it down just before the loan adjusts.
So I like maxing out husband and wife 401k plans and just paying the dog on interest. And then if you need to pay the thing off, let your 72T election that I just talked about a few minutes ago pay the mortgage for you in 15 years. You know, you can make 15 years worth
Absolutely.
Of payments of interest, and then after that, fully amortize and let your 401k pay for it. Right?
That's doing a financial plan.
My loan financial planner right here for about 25 years now. Look at that.
Nerd
on this guy. What a good-looking dude.
That's got to be my brother.
LoanFinancialPlanner.com, 888-563-1070. Thank you, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Program. Again, a special thank you to Steve Allador. He's so good. And top 1% of all mortgage guys in the country. That's really quite an honor, I would say. So congrats to Steve, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. We talked a lot, Bobby, about buying homes and doing creative financing lately. It was pretty good, I think, especially. Yeah, you raised your finger?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, put up the right one, the index finger this time, okay? No, just kidding.
We've talked about buying a house, and I like the fact that interest rates are low right now and maybe borrowing against your retirement accounts. But
can't borrow against the IRA. Oh. Remember that. You got to take distributions, like a 72T distribution. You can borrow against your 401k.
But how badly is that going to hurt your returns if you take a loan?
Well, it's going to hurt because you're taking money out. But keep in mind, let's take the 72T idea that I was talking about with Steve. You're taking $1,000 a month out of a $300,000 portfolio. Well, what is that? $12,000 a year.
Okay.
So that's 4%. So if your portfolio is earning 4% and you're pulling out 4%, then 10 years from now, you're still going to have $300,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question is, well, what would it have been worth compared to the appreciation that you get on the house that you have moved into? So I suspect if you were earning 7% on your money and houses are only appreciating at 2 or 3 or 4%, well, yeah, your retirement will be shortchanged a little bit, and that's one of the trade-offs, isn't it? But then again, as I've said in the past, a house is an emotional decision many times. And the reason I bought the big house on the prairie that I talked about the other day that burned down in the fires was because I wanted to raise my kids in a house where all of their friends played ball at my place, they trampolined at my place, they shot pool at my place, everything was at my place so I could monitor who my kids were hanging out with. And that worked out pretty good. So I didn't care if my retirement account was shortchanged. Now, I didn't have to tap into the retirement account. I tapped into my retirement account because the Genester decided to do remodeling.
Yeah.
That was a whole other thing. But then again, you could, in fact, do room additions, add on, redo the kitchen, and instead of having to tap into your paycheck each month, as long as you've got your retirement plan set up and you account for the fact that you're probably going to have a little bit less from the retirement plan, offset perhaps by whatever you could sell the house for when you downsize, it's perfectly acceptable to do that, because why do we save money in the first place? Do we do this to just get super rich and die at 85 with a bunch of money in the bank and live miserably? I recall early in my career meeting a woman whose husband had died. She lived blocks from my house. She came to the door. She could barely see. And she had $1.8 million in T-bills. And I said, ma'am, what did you do to generate this $1.8 million in post-tax T-bills? Well, my husband and I were both accountants, but we were both too cheap to ever take a vacation. Then he up and died on me. And she was probably mid-60s at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget that. And I never have forgotten that. You don't want to go through life sacrificing everything. You still want to live, because your spouse could die or get sick or be confined to a wheelchair or whatever. And then you can't do the traveling. She had never taken a vacation, she told me. Never once. They just saved and saved and saved. And then she lost her eyesight. Her husband died. And there she was. She had to put up on a screen. She had one of those big magnifying things. So I was showing her something. She said, well, let me put it up on the screen. And she flashed it up on the wall. And the letters were like, 8 inches apiece. It was very, very sad. Very sad.
And in the first segment, we talked about we've been on this 8-year bull run and returns might not be as stellar. It doesn't appear like that. So would now be a good time? Because if we're going to get, 2% return on a house, maybe we're not going to beat that in the market right now?
Well, I think it's always a good time to diversify. Real estate is an area of diversification. And keep in mind, with real estate, even if it only appreciates 2%, what have I said many, many times before? You make money on that loan Steve Allendorf was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a 90% loan on a $500,000 place that you're going to buy, and you put $50,000 down, and the $500,000 place appreciates at 2%, that's a 20% return on your 50 grand, isn't it? So you make money on the appreciation, but you make more money on the leverage as long as the house appreciates. So yes, you should diversify, and if you anticipate that rates of return over the next 7 years aren't going to be 19.2%, which is what they've been over the last 7 years, then why wouldn't you want to diversify into another asset class? Not exclusively, but to use some of your IRA money or whatever to diversify into the house of your dreams, where your kids can play with their friends at your house. I don't know. Call me crazy. Yeah, I am. Maybe a little nuts. But that's what I did.
All righty, let's get some emails here.
Paul in Bend, Oregon. Hi, Ray. I have post-tax money in a traditional IRA and would love to get it out of there. I made a big mistake by making these post-tax contributions. When I start taking money out of the IRA, I will have to pay my tax preparer each year to add the form that proportions the pre-post-tax monies. 8606 is the form. That's right. It might be cheaper and easier to just pay the tax on the post-tax money again. I am retired and will never have another 401k plan. Is there some way that I can get the post-tax money out of my IRA? The only way that I know of is to roll that money back into a 401k. Maybe you can go to work for some firm for a couple of months that has a 401k plan. Then you can roll all the pre-tax money in, leaving naked the post-tax money. Then you can convert the post-tax money to a Roth. And then after you do that, hopefully January of the following year, you then pull the money out and roll it back into a pre-tax IRA. Other than that, I don't think there's any way to do it other than cash in the whole stupid thing, pay your tax. If it's a small IRA, yeah, do that. Because if you're paying your accountant to maintain the 8606 form, and he's charging you $100 or $200. That's a lot of money over the next umpteen years. If it's a small IRA, if it's a $1 million IRA, it's a different story. I'm out of time. Sorry, I couldn't get to all the other emails, but here's the good news: another hour of Money Power is just ahead, and I will tackle those emails then. Bobby, thank you.
Great work. Out of
and,
you.
And I think it's time to say God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.